B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy football Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. But all is a big Zigzer Friday as well, as last night in the first leg of the Celtics-Bucks parlay that we said take the challenge that the Sixers went on the road in Boston and at home Christmas Day against the Bucks. That should at least quell any worries. And last night, without Big Al Horford, they go into Boston and they end the Celtics' home winning streak, delivering them the first loss at the Fleet Center last night. And it was the one story, right? We could foresee this happening. We talked about it all yesterday. The criticism that came down on Joel Embiid on TNT, Denver, with Charles and Shaq. We talked all about it yesterday and how all of a sudden Embiid under scrutiny, how would he respond? And knowing his flair for the dramatic, knowing his motivation for bright lights to perform, the game's on TNT again, Barkley and Shaq there again, and he puts forth an incredible game. An epic game from the big fella. Just what you expected. Sheer dominance. 38 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists in 36 minutes, a block, only 2 turnovers, and he was a flat-out star last night in Boston. And the Sixers go on to win 115-109 in what I thought was just an incredible, scintillating victory. You know, we talked about it. It was going to be a test, and there was no Al Horford. How would they respond? Remember, he was a game-time decision. Word came down. I was on the air last night. Word came down about 7:20 that he was out and that Hayward was going to play for Boston. But they were going to be without Marcus Smart. And so there it was. Mike Scott starts in place of Big Al. Mike Scott was fantastic, banging threes, hit 5 of them. He was hot. But it was the story of the big man. It was the story of Embiid and his sheer dominance. When he wants to play, again, when he wants to play and he's supremely motivated, look how the game comes to him. In such a big, big way. And therein lies, and this is what I had hoped for, that, look, when it's a big game, he knows it, and he comes to play in a big way. And that therein lies my hope for the playoffs, that, you know, he remembers the meltdown, the crying in Toronto, and he's, by the time the playoffs come around, he's tight. He's ready to go. This whole team's ready to go. But that should allay some of your fears. There was a lot of talk last night. Oh, they can't beat Boston. They're not a real contender. We talked about it at the nauseam yesterday. And here they go. And you know, remember, Jay Rich is just coming back from that injury. So he's still a little gimpy. You have no Horford. And they go in and they beat Boston, man. And they played a great game. And Embiid was just flat out dominant. So I have 4 words for you. And you can guess them. Andrew, play the song. How about it, Tunis?
That was amazing last night. Amazing. And you talked about the people that were scared going into the game. There were people scared at halftime. But you got to let the game play out. And Joel Embiid just stepped up. 38 points last night. Are you kidding me? That was great. Great win for the Sixers. I know that Ben didn't put up 50 points, but we were talking about it earlier today. Some nights it's got to be some one specific person. And yeah, that was Joel Embiid's night last night. And
exactly.
Sometimes you stand back and you go, all right, Joe, go eat.
Yeah, exactly. A really good point guard allows his big man to flex when he needs to flex. Don't get in his way. I mean, that's the bottom line. And you know, the back-to-back TNT games and the criticism that he received from Shaq and from Charles, you knew that it was going to be an Embiid game last night.
Yeah, and okay, everybody wants Ben Simmons to go down low and score. Well, then if he goes down low, then where does Joel Embiid have to go? He has to go up top. He has to step outside. And what does everybody bitch and moan about all the time? It's that Joel Embiid is too far out. He hit a three last night, but the majority of his work, the majority of his points last night came in that mid-range game and came down low in the paint. And that was incredible last night. So yeah, Ben had to take a step aside. And I don't think anybody should be upset about that.
The last I checked, it's about winning the game, right?
Yes.
Listen, you guys have been around sports. You love sports. So you know the deal. The deal is one night it's one guy. The other night it's another guy. You gotta see how the flow, the game flow is. What the story of the game. And you knew it was going to be the story of the big man after the criticism. We talked about it yesterday. We thought that Embiid would have a big game. Because that's how he is. That's what he does. We talked yesterday about motivation, right? What's his motivation? Well, what's his motivation? His motivation is to have that conversation and post game with Shaq and Charles. And you know, he gave me the, yeah, thank you. Yes, I listened to you. And you know, I mean, he's the darling of the NBA, right? Like in that realm. Here's Shaq and Charles and they're just tutoring him. It was a spectacle and you could see it. Like you could see that come.
Yeah, last night was amazing. He did it on both sides of the court. That block on Daniel Tice late in the game. I mean, that pretty much solidified the game. That's when the Sixers won. Was that block on Tice? And
well, they closed it out, which was impressive.
Yes.
They got to that. Now I know Kemba hit a few free throws to make it a little bit close. But, you know, the Ben hit a couple big free throws
Huge.
Down the stretch. You know? I mean, say what you want. Your biggest fear, Ben's on the line. The hack of Ben. And Ben was money last night down the stretch.
He knocks down two. Matisse with the big block late in the game right on Kemba.
I mean, and that's without Horford. That's without a huge cog in Al Horford. So, like, they're a completely different team with Horford as well because, there's again, the size, the length, the whole thing. I mean, come on. That was a great win.
Great win. Mike Scott filling
in. It should allay some of your fears. Again, I'm not telling you, like I said yesterday and the day before, that they're a finished product. But you got to look at incrementally, they're playing well. They're getting it together. I mean, you know, again, on pace to win close to 60, to be unbeaten at home. And I hope there's no slip up tonight because it's a tough back-to-back after an emotional win in Boston. You got New Orleans, and I want to keep this home court thing going a little bit longer. I like the idea of the unbeaten at the home court. You built something.
I love that.
Right? Like, you built something there with that. So I'm curious to talk to people. What you thought of the game? How you feeling, where you're at with this team, we'll get to it. And of course, Sunday in Washington, no slip-ups. You got the Redskins, doesn't matter about injuries. You got the Redskins, there's no slip-ups this weekend. Anxious to see how Carson responds after the second half against the Giants. So we'll see if the Eagles can continue the momentum and set it up for the Christmas Bowl. A week from Sunday, Eagles-Cowboys, which will be absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and the line shifted in a good way last night. Remember yesterday we saw it go down a little bit. It went back up, so that's a good sign for the Eagles.
What is it now?
4.5 again. But remember, it went down to 4, so now it's back up to 4.5.
All right. Well, you know, that's good. For whatever that's worth. But I, look, in the end, I just think that, I think they win the game. I feel confident. We'll see. You know, again, it's hard to go in chest thumping after the Miami debacle and then the first half last Monday night. But I think they should win. We'll talk all about it. We'll play out the game. Lots to get you. We're also going to give away a trip to the game, man. It's going to be amazing. Make sure you're listening all day today because courtesy of our good friends at Philly Sports Trips, we got a road trip for you. Lucky winner. That's right. Listen today to our show and the Mikey Miss Show for the road trip sounder. When you hear it, be the correct caller to the contest line, and you and a guest are headed to D.C. on Sunday. Transportation on a charter bus, incredible tailgate, food by Cavs Catering, unlimited drinks, and tickets to the game. Visit phillysportstrips.com now for an amazing holiday gift idea. You know, I was there with those guys in Miami. So let's go. Better luck with Washington. They do a first-class job. Vince and Liz and the great people, Bob at Philly Sports Trips. All right, so lots to get to. We're live at our Friday hunt. The Great Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. Nothing better than football and sports than Chickies and Pete's. And so come on by, hang out. And we got a big day today. And I'm all ready. Give it to me. Play the song, Andrew, for the second time.
Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Here we go.
All right, 10:23 live at Chickies and Pete's, Marlton, New Jersey, Football Friday. Football Fridays on the Fanatic brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. But it is a basketball Friday after last night. And what a win, man. I hate the Celtics. You know, 1-1A with the Cowboys, man. And so any kind of win like that up there with those people, it was a thing of beauty. Take that, Kemba. Take that. Tunis, who's the guy from Pro Football Talk again?
Florio?
Well, that's it, Mike Florio. So we're at Chickies and Pete's. So they have on the NBC Sports Channel, Sports Network, whatever. And Florio's on. And he looks like a corpse.
Yeah, he just stares at the camera, too.
He looks like... Like, he looks like he's a corpse. He's got, there's no color whatsoever in his face. And his, like, face doesn't move when he talks. Like, he's scaring me, man. And I look at him and it's looking.
Well, and he's peering into your soul, right? Like, when
he's wearing a black shirt and he's got colorless face. He's a frightening dude, man.
When you watch.
Like the dude from the Poltergeist movie.
Yes. When you watch Mike, like he sometimes looks into the camera, especially during his opening monologue, but then he's looking at Tyrone, he's looking at Natalie. Mike Florio, the entire show is just looking you dead in your eyes.
Yeah, he's
let's talk
off,
football.
Man. It's scaring me, man. All right, let's get to the phone line. Talk to our people. Al in Uptown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Al.
What up, cuz?
What do you think, Al?
Oh, man, I ain't doing no complaining, man. I think my bird, you might say I'm delirious, but I feel something special about the Heads, and the league doesn't know anything about these guys we're bringing up. And granted, you know, they weren't high draft picks or anything like that, but the element of surprise, boy, I tell you.
I hope, brother. I think they beat Washington. So, I'm just
Dallas is soft, man. Everybody gives Dallas all this credit. They're soft. Coach is soft. Players are soft. They get up to us when they want to, but at the end of the day, they can't beat us, man. They
I'm
can't
curious.
Beat us. And
be
then the element of surprise. They don't know. They're not going to know how to prepare for Carson at this point. That's what I said. How about them Sixers, man? How about them Sixers, cuz? Huh?
Dude, that was the greatest.
And B going off like that, the team coming together. Oh, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too, man. I'm thrilled. Like, that was just a fun game last night. Again, you know, that was, think about it. Here they are. No Horford. They come up game time. He was the best Embiid last night.
Brand is the best GM in this city.
Yeah.
We got guys on our bench. Like, I don't like Furkan. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big Howell Neto fan. I like Trey Burke. But our bench is so deep that a Mike Scott can step in there with great minutes, put in good work. And we crushed Boston yesterday, man. We didn't blow them out or anything, but we took their heart again. We beat them the first game of the season. Then we went in their house and snatched their heart. And now you're talking about robbery. They don't want nothing with us either. They're soft, too.
There he is, man. They're soft. I love it. I hate them so much.
Me too.
Listen, Hayward, Kemba, I don't care what people say. It's a two-horse race in the East.
And I think we could beat Milwaukee, too. I think
so
Milwaukee.
I do, too.
I think we could take LeBron and them, too. They can't do nothing with us, either. Embiid owns Anthony Davis. I don't care if he's doing well this year. Anthony Davis does not match up well with Embiid. Embiid's too skilled.
Yeah, I hear you. I can't go that far. Like, I just want to, you know, I got to slow. I always chastise people for when they go, oh, they can't, they're not a contender, they can't do that. And I tell them it's December, so I don't want to be guilty of the same thing, you know? Like, just let it play out. I'm with you. I'm excited like you. We agree.
Yeah, but to me, it feels different. It's not a bunch of, oh, Embiid's injured this year, Simmons injured. No, they're getting the chance to build momentum together and figure it out on the bench, different sets. Brett's not doing these three hockey man subs anymore. You know, granted, like I said, I don't like his bench rotation sometimes, but it's not like how it was in the past. He's not subbing in three guys at a time. Yeah. He's not, you know, you're not scratching your head at the lineup. Like, what is he doing?
I'm with you. Great stuff, Al. Great stuff. Like, I'm super excited. Yeah, I just think I go steps, right? I want to play, you know, again, I'm not fast forwarding to the end of the buck. I think that's a huge problem around here, that we keep fast forwarding to June, good or bad, and even in Embiid. But the playoffs built for 16. Like, I would say that all along, but I don't want to fast forward the buck. Let it play out. Christmas Day is the next big one. Oh, dude, I am so sad. Did you hear the news?
What?
Yeah, I don't know if he means anything to you, but Danny Aiello, the actor, he just died.
I saw that, yeah.
I was a huge Danny Aiello fan. This is my pizzeria. Yo, Sal, why don't you get some brothers up on the wall? Did you see Do the Right Thing?
No.
You didn't see, you didn't see no.
Did you see blank? No, I didn't see it.
29th Street.
I missed it.
You didn't see 29th Street is one of the great movies of all time.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing the Irishman next week.
Man. All right. Yeah, I can't talk to you.
I'll see the Irishman.
I need somebody I can talk to.
You see that? The Irishman yet?
Yeah, that's not. But that's not my talk about the Irish. I'm talking about Danny Aiello died. That's a big deal.
Sorry.
Let me go to C Notes. C Notes, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, Anthony.
What's up, C Notes?
Listen, that's a violation on Andrew because I think everybody doesn't do the right thing.
That's what I'm saying, man. Come on, yeah. I ain't got no Radio Raheem.
I saw Billy Madison. That's about it.
Fight the power.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Yes.
But listen, I had 2 points. For the Eagles, that caller before me, Al, he stole a little bit of my thunder. I think that guy that just brought up, Robert Davis, I have a feeling he's gonna have a good game.
From practice squad,
yeah,
to what, key playmaker?
Yep. I don't know because
he runs like a 4.6, but who knows?
Washington is not good against tight ends, so they're gonna try to eliminate 86, and that's who's gonna open the game.
Listen, I feel the same way. I know I got chastised yesterday when I go, I think the Eagles win, and I was shocked that the line was light. And a caller says, well, who were they? And he was right. I didn't have a comeback. But I feel the same way. I think they win. I think they win big on Sunday.
Yeah, me too. And my sixth point, I was at the game Tuesday, and I was expecting more from Ben Simmons. And I don't know, man. I'm not really down on Ben Simmons, but I know he's a great player. But I get mad that he doesn't play to his abilities. You don't know how it frustrates me when.
God, did you see the defense he played on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I was there Tuesday night.
Yeah, did you see the defense he played?
I mean, he's good defense, but I want more offense off of him, and I know he can. I hate when he's at the rim and he decides to pass.
Yeah, I know. I heard it all last night. But I came out after a win. Brother, please.
I know.
Listen, sometimes. Like, you look at what he did last night, right? Like, he took the correct move is to let your big man dominate last night. Get out of his way.
But guess what?
And he hit the clutch free throws down the stretch.
Well, okay, but tonight, Ben Simmons needs to step up because the big man needs a little rest.
All right.
How about that?
Okay, that's fine. I don't understand. And thanks, brother. Why people are so uber critical of these players. Sweet Lou, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sweet Lou.
Hey, what's going on, Ant?
What's
that
up,
was a beautiful
Sweet
thing
Lou?
Last night.
It was.
Man, I you know what? I love the way Embiid responded. And you know what I loved about last night was the fact that he looked like he was having fun. That's Embiid, man. Embiid, you have to let people be who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People always talk about, try to take, mature and don't talk trash. Ant, come on. One of the best players of all time.
Yes.
Michael Jordan was the biggest trash talker around. People don't understand. They talk about social media. Byron Scott was talking about he would meet the opposing team's bus coming up and talk to guys coming off the bus and ask them who's guarding me tonight. And say, oh, I'm going for 45 tonight. In their face. Come on, man.
Listen.
Part of basketball. It's a part of the whole fabric of basketball.
Yes.
It's a part of the fabric.
Larry Bird was legendary at it. I agree.
All of them. Come on. And that's, you know what? And some people, and I think Embiid, he gets motivated by that. That's the way he engages a little bit more, and focuses a little bit better. You know, as long as he don't go to the extreme, I don't care. Let him be who he is.
Yeah. So I think it's almost a production in his head, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
you know, we all knew he would show up last night, right? Because he's got the ability to do that every night. They're back on TNT and it's Boston and Horford's not playing. So, you knew he was going to give Barkley and Shaq a show. You knew it.
Yep.
TNT game again.
Yep. And you know what? And real quick though, here's the thing, man. When you look at the Sixers, my only thing is this: we have to continue to define our style of play. The NBA is going to run and gun, shoot threes. That's not our strength. You know what I mean?
Last night was a little different because, you know, Mike Scott hit a bunch of threes and.
Oh no, that happens. But, you know, come on.
Yeah, but I agree with you. But no, you're dead right.
But on a night in basis, here's my thing. And on a night in basis, we have to let, if we hold ourselves under 14 turnovers and have more free throw attempts than the opposing team, and shoot between 25 and 33s. If you're having a great night, then, you know, go ahead and let them fly. But, you know, if we stay within that limit, I think, you know, on a nightly basis, that's a key to our victory, man. That's key to winning, you know, for us as a team.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
We got to stay within that guidelines, bro. But I'm loving it, bro. You know what, though? I'm going to enjoy every game now. Stop worrying about the playoffs right now, bro. I'm a soak up every
exactly.
Game.
We can't like in the same way when I tell people not to automatically count them out. You can't do the same thing going, oh, you know, finals. Listen, let's just let it play out. Let the whole thing enjoy the season. AB Avalon Bryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, AB?
Listen, I got a little beef with Santa that I'll get into, but I want to talk a little bit of Sixers, too.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I got to tell you, I was not impressed with Barkley and Shaq and their little game last night. Like, honestly, I think they should both keep their mouths shut. Like, I don't want any parts of their nonsense and their pontificating and their BS. Barkley was all high on the Sixers before the season. Then he jumps off, and Embiid has a big performance. And now Barkley's going to gloat how he's the one to turn the season around. You know that's coming. And I don't want to hear it. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't care. If they want to, if it's all part of the show, you know, the AB, I don't care. I just want them to win and get to the finals.
Yes, that's what I want. I want them to win. It is all part of the show. So I just don't understand why everybody was so concerned with about what a couple of talking heads had to say. Because that's what they're paid to do, is get reactions.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
They can do whatever they want. But the way they played last night, and B played awesome, five ball, I mean, just the whole team's coming together. And that's a character win last night. That's the biggest thing, right? You needed him to step up. He did, as opposed to, you know, his issues with being sick in the playoffs last year. Last night, he stepped up and took over the game like he can. That was exciting to watch. It was awesome.
It really was. It was so much fun to see. Oh, man. It was just awesome.
It's what we need. It's what we need. It's awesome. And I know your guy, Uptown Al, is pretty excited or charged up about, you know, people being strong. I'm one game at a time with you. I agree with you. Let's just get through Sunday. Win that game, and then we'll worry about everything else. I'm not going to call anybody soft yet because, I don't know, this Eagles team has been rather soft itself. So kind of hard to throw.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at this point, you know, again, I think they win. I think the Eagles win Sunday. But, again, I think it's because Haskins can't do much against the Eagles' defense.
Yeah.
I think he's just so green.
Yeah, yeah. I think he might be a player eventually, but not right now, not under the mess they have down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But dude, Santa. So my little guy goes.
Yeah, what's up?
With his, dude, goes with my wife and his sister to go see Santa last night. He's 10, like your little guy. He tells Santa he wants a black Dawkins jersey for Christmas. Santa gives him grief and goes, oh, another one, huh? I figured.
What?
What?
Dude!
What?
Yeah.
Santa's a Cowboys fan?
I don't know if he's a Cowboys fan. I don't know what his deal is, but Santa poo-pooed a Dawkins jersey.
Where is this Santa located? Because, again, that's not the real Santa.
It's not the real Santa. I think this Santa might work at the mall off of 309 up in the Montgomeryville area.
Did you say the Montgomeryville Mall? Is that it?
Yep.
All right.
That's a bad actor up there.
Remember, the real Santa. These are just, you know, Santa clones to help people out. You know,
of course,
to help the kids out while the real one's busy working.
Yeah,
now,
man.
This Santa needs a beating.
We got to take care of that.
Montgomeryville standard, no good.
I figured I'd share and you didn't.
I like it. I do. No, listen, man. I when it comes to the protecting San, I'm with you. That's why that guy's got to be excommunicated from the Santophiles.
That's right. That's right. We got to find whatever biker gang he's frequenting in the offseason. Take care of them, too.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Now you can't leave. Yeah. Good stuff, AP. Thanks, brother. All right. We had a guy, Mike, who was with Steve.
Oh, yeah.
On the line. And I was going to get to him coming up next. I don't know what happened to him, but he said he's... Now, again, I don't know what... I just know what the caller, what the screen, call screen says. What happens is you talk to one of the buffers, like an Andrew Buffer. Who's back there answering the phone?
Mr. Pat Egan.
Oh, Pat?
The great Pat Egan.
Oh, bring Pat in there. I wonder if Pat might have had a conversation with the guy. And I'm curious what the guy wanted to say about, because it just said that he's still not a believer. That he's still not believing in this team. So I was curious. So Pat, come on back on the other side. I want to hear what he had to say. 610-632-0975. Yeah, and Pat, Pat's got to be a Danny Aiello fan. I can't talk to you about that. That's the only hole in your game, cuz.
It's a pretty big hole.
You're a great sportsman. You know, I enjoy our discussions about life. But, if I can't go to you about Danny Aiello, man, come on. Danny
Aiello dies. Actors.
And that hurts.
I'm sorry, man. I'll buy you a beer.
Kentucky Bluegrass.
I'll Venmo Chickies and Pete's. They'll bring you a beer over.
Come on, man. Forget about the Venmo. Stop.
Does Chickies have Venmo?
Stop. Kentucky Bluegrass. You know, that means nothing to you. That means nothing to you.
I think of the Blue Turf in Boise.
Oh, gosh. I need somebody to commiserate with me about Danny Aiello. All right. It's Birds football season. It also means it's Sixer season and DeFino law season. That's right. I'm going to ask you a question. Your life happens, you need a lawyer to quarterback a case of yours. Don't you want to work with a local firm? A law firm that's born and raised in Philadelphia with a team of highly experienced lawyers who answer your call right away and brawl for you in court? You know what I mean? That's why my guys at DeFino Law, they're the team for you. Vincent, Mike DeFino, incredible, no-nonsense guys, fantastic lawyers. They hit hard for their clients. And they're right on Broad Street with a loyal local team of heavy-hitting attorneys tackling tough issues, get the most for their clients. You call DeFino Law, you're going to be sitting and talking to a real lawyer right away. Not referred through the assembly line into some strange office with a lawyer you never met. For over 60 years, they've been fighting for working people all over Philadelphia. Whether you had a personal injury at work, an auto accident, a slip and fall, have a loved one who was a victim of a wrongful death, an estate or criminal matter, get to know DeFino Law, 215-551-9099. Let a real Philadelphia law firm fight for you online at DeFinoLawyers.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He's headed to Montgomeryville. He's going to slap that anti-B-Dawg Santa.
Yes!
Give him the backhander. What's that about? Santa be anti-B-Dawg.
Yeah, Santa can't be anti-B-Dawg. Come on.
Crazy? Here? We got to get that fake Santa out of there. No good.
There's a couple players you can be anti, but you can't be anti-B-Dawg.
Exactly. Dude, this Danny Aiello. That's a shame.
I looked him up. I remember him from Godfather.
All right, dude. By the way, my cousin nailed it. He goes, he was like the uncle you wished you had. Like big, cool. Listen to the movies that he was in, dude. I know this means nothing to you. Where's Pat? Is Pat around?
Yeah, he's around.
Get Pat.
He said he liked him.
Get Pat. I want to talk to Pat. I don't want to talk to you. Get Pat.
Okay.
Listen, I go, Andrew, play the song, we'll talk. But with the movies, yeah,
I'm not the movie guy.
You know, yeah, but you have no respect for Danny Aiello. Pat will have respect.
Here he is. Pat's coming in right now. He's coming in hot.
Well, because we'll have respect. The Rosato brothers.
Yeah, he was a really good actor.
Thank you, Pat.
His role in Do the Right Thing was tremendous.
Oh, my God. Sam!
I will say, though, he hasn't...
Sam!
He hadn't had a good movie since about 2006.
All right, let's go through real quick, you and I, okay? And real quick, and we'll get right back to the phones. So The Godfather 2 he's in, which is, like, absurd, right?
Yeah, it's better than Godfather 1.
Just amazing, right? So then, while he's in Choo Choo and the Philly Flash about a baseball player.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, that's an old movie. Once Upon a Time in America, which is an incredible movie. He was in, we talked about Do the Right Thing, which was amazing. Moonstruck, which my mother was her favorite. My mother and my Aunt Cookie, that was their favorite movie, Moonstruck.
Yeah, my mom loved that movie.
Right? The ladies love that movie. Do the Right Thing was ridiculous. Harlem Nights was awesome. Jacob's Ladder. Did you ever see Jacob's Ladder?
Yeah, that movie's freaky.
Yeah, that's a scary movie.
That's a freaky movie, and I watched that way too young.
Yeah.
It probably helps explain how the person I am today.
That's a scary movie. Did you ever see 29th Street?
I have not, but now that you've been raving about it, I need to.
Dude, you got to see. It's about the first New York State lottery winner.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh, it's awesome. And, you know, he's like, the father's like, he's into the wise guys a little bit. And it's a great story. It's a Christmas type backdrop. It's a great, the lines are amazing.
Is it your favorite Christmas movie?
It's one of my favorites, yes.
Okay.
Do you see The Professional, which is like one of the great movies?
No.
Dude, you never saw The Professional?
I'm sorry. You call yourself a movie buff.
I know. This is the problem with popping up on
The Professional. With Jean Reno, Gary Oldman, Natalie Portman when she was young?
Yeah, I've heard of it because of the fact it was Natalie Portman's first role, really, that she jumped onto the scene. But I haven't seen it. A lot of these, the older movies, the reason why I haven't seen them is because they'll be on, like, AMC, but I know you can't watch a movie like that on AMC.
Right.
So I didn't see The Godfather until later in life because of the fact that, I could watch it on AMC, but I'm not getting The Godfather, so I had to wait for it to be on, like, HBO.
Yeah, I get you. There's a great little movie that he's in called, it came out in 2000, called Dinner Rush. See this movie. It's a little movie. Here's the synopsis. I loved it. It's a great little movie. At a popular New York City Italian restaurant on a dramatic, busy evening, there are two gangsters, a cop detective, a food critic, an ex-bookmaker owner, his chef's son, and an indebted gambler sous chef. It's a great story. It's basically how this restaurant became like an in thing, and it was like a... it was great. Just go see it.
It sounds good. He was in a movie called Lucky Number 11 that kind of went under.
I saw that. I liked a lot.
I love that movie. He was also in the remake.
Wasn't that Bruce Wilson that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I love that movie. He was also in the first Man on Fire.
Yes,
he got remade by Tony Scott and Denzel. I like the remake better, but he was in that. He was really good in that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a terrific actor.
Yeah, he really was.
All right, let's get so real quick. So what did the guy Steve want?
He just said he's not convinced after last night's performance.
Now was he like JO-ish?
No, he seemed like even keeled. He seemed just not convinced.
So he wasn't like he was like.
No, he wasn't just trying to troll. Yeah, he wasn't trying to troll people. He just wasn't convinced.
I want to hear from Steve and see what he has to say. In fairness, I was about to get to him. And then Bobby here at Chickies and Pete's said, "What about Ben's defense on Tatum last night? 5 for 18 for Tatum." Because I didn't hear his name until the fourth quarter. He was dead right about that. Let's go to John. In the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say, Johnny.
Hey, Ant, it's a beautiful day. Danny Aiello, I can talk movies and hoops with you. Check out The Purple Rose of Cairo from 1985. Mia Farrow and Danny Aiello. It's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that.
I think Woody Allen directed it, but it's just a husband and wife movie. Mia Farrow is incredible, and Danny, he was an amazing actor, man.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, just that, get the movie nerd talk out of the way.
No, I love. How about The Lunch? Did you see 29th Street?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a classic.
He was great in every movie he was ever in, you know? Yeah,
you know why? He had that bigness. Like, he had a full personality.
The movie,
and he kind of commanded
star.
The screen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But, dude, I am so happy right now. I think I'm going to go totally overboard right now. I think last night's win is the biggest win in the process. We all struggled through the process, and the frustration of Boston might be better than us after the process, that's over now. We're better than Boston. And the biggest stroke of genius last night that nobody will probably talk about is that Al Horford was sitting on the 76ers bench.
Yeah.
Like that's Elton Brand playing the piano, man. That was so beautiful, you know? My dad doesn't like Charles Barkley, and we have arguments over it all the time. I love Charles Barkley so much. He is so Philadelphia to me. And it goes back to, you know, the way that some athletes here can't handle the boo and stuff. Like, that's what Charles Barkley did to Embiid 2 nights ago. He booed him. You know what I mean? And that's what some people don't understand is that's us caring, man. That's us seeing your potential and seeing that you're not performing up to that potential. And that's what he did. He booed Embiid the other night.
Yeah, I didn't sense that it was disingenuous, something just for entertainment. I know
he was worked up. You could tell how much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.